the big British castle. Coming live from the summer Sunday vestibule. A lot of people here have spent the night in tiny tents. However, Adam and Joe were in a nice hotel that slept rather well.
The St. Winifred School Choir there.
They've just broken
breaking
in.
It up.
We're trying to get rid of them, but they bust into the mobile studio that we've got here at Summer Sunday in Leicester. And three of them, I kicked a couple of them.
Are you talking about the St. Winifred School Choir?
Yeah, I kicked Winifred in the shins and pushed
St. Winifred?
St. Winifred.
You kicked a saint in
it's
the
It's not
what?
An actual saint, no. It's the saint's cousin. And
it's their St. Bernard. It's a dog.
Yeah, exactly. St. Bernard Manning, and they're related. Anyway, I kicked them and they're fine. They've gone now, so we've got them out of the studio. What was the name of the St. Winifred School Choir track?
They've retitled themselves, actually, since they had their hit with Grandad. They're now called Licky Lee, and their song's called Breaking It Up. Right. Most of them are in their late 40s, but they still sing like children because that's the only way they could get a deal.
And that's going to be used on the new advert for...
That's enough. End the sentence there.
Yeah.
On the new advert. Have
you seen the new advert?
It's brilliant.
It's so brilliant. It's very colourful.
It's for...
Exactly, that's my favourite.
Yeah.
So, hey, how you doing, listeners? I'm Adam.
Hey, I'm Joe.
And we are sat here in a silver kind of
dream machine.
Caravan stroke dream machine. It's where dreams are made.
It's where David Essex lives.
And we are in the middle of Leicester and in like a field.
Yeah. Leicester's a place somewhere in England. We're not sure. We got on a train and it came here. In fact, we explain where it is later in one of our specially recorded... what are we going to call them? Festival fun packs from yesterday. We went around the festival. That's not what we're going to call them. That's a placeholder name.
I'm very happy with
really?
Festival fun packs.
I'm a winner. We went around the site yesterday and we recorded some stuff with some people. Some of it's good. Some of it's not so good. But we're not going to apply that criteria. We're just going to play it all.
Sometimes we'll play it all. Sometimes what we might do is just start playing some of the things and then just come out halfway through.
Yep. If you are listening to this and you are at the Summer Sunday Festival in a tent, you will at this point probably be awake because it's very hard to lie in a tent. It gets very sweaty and hot.
As soon as the sun comes up, you're aware of how warm you are and how uncomfortable you are.
So you probably unzip the front to let some fresh air in and let the stinky night fragrances out.
You're not supposed to say the word front.
Really?
It's the BBC.
That's a combination
of... It's a family show.
It's a combination of two of the rudest words combined, making them 100% ruder. That's the rudest word in existence.
Especially the way you spelt it.
It's
pure filth. Listen, let's just move on. Just pretend you didn't say it.
Anyway, we've got great music coming up. I'm just changing the subject. We'll carry on about tents in a bit. We've got great music coming up. We've got some live tracks here from the Summer Sunday, from some of the great acts that have been here. If you're here and you're awake, stay away from this bus. Otherwise, Adam will kick you.
In the shins.
In the shins, like he did
with
the children.
I've already kicked a couple of small children. No, it's not true. I would never kick children in the shins.
But let's get some more music on the go. This is a band called Elvis Costello /Attractions, according to my list.
Elvis Costello and the Attractions and Radio Radio, which is apposite.
Radio Radio! It's not Radio Radio. It's Radio Radio! It's Adam and Joe on BBC Six Music. Radio!
What?
That's how he sings radio in the song.
He's singing a rock and roll song.
Radio.
Are you picking him up on his enunciation?
I just think he should go back and re-record that.
I think it's amazing. You know that it was a clever idea for us to play a song because this is the radio. This is actual radio, right? So we play a song called Radio Radio. What would have been even more amazing if it was called like two
digital radio
idiots? No, digital radio would have been
digital radio.
What is your problem with the way he says it?
Nothing.
He doesn't say it like
that
anyway.
I'm just accurately reporting the truth on the BBC, which is
our mission. Radio, radio, like that. Shall we play the first of our packages from around the festival yesterday?
Yes. Listeners, yesterday we went out with a lady, Claire, our producer lady, and she had microphones, and we went around the site of the Summer Sunday here in Leicester from whence we're coming live. Is that the correct English?
Yeah.
And we recorded the following introductory live thing.
Okay, so we're standing here at the Summer Sunday Festival, and we've come to the other end of the festival from the main stage.
Yes, because there's a band called, what are they called? Fight Chimp Disease or something.
Dirty Monkey Fighters.
Dirty Monkey Fight. They're very good, but they just swore very loudly, and there are children here.
Well, they came out, it was about
4:30 in the afternoon, and there's just a volley of the S word.
It was disgusting and disgraceful. It's and here at the Big British Castle, we disdain that sort of talkings.
It's outrageous, because this is a very genteel festival on the whole. We've only been here a couple of hours, but first impressions are of a beautiful, clean, wholesome festival
woman.
Experience.
Festival experience, yes. Yeah. So my first impression was of a beautiful, clean woman called Suki. I was just thinking about her in my mind. But no, it is lovely here. We're in Leicester, obviously. If you haven't gathered that already, then
where
just reminding
Leicester,
you.
For people
Leicester
don't
is
know.
In America.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in America?
It's just west of America.
Yeah.
It's in the sea, actually. It's an underwater civilization.
Which is amazing, because it only took us about an hour and a quarter to get there by train.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about this smaller festival, because this is a festival of how many people do you think come to this? A few thousand?
Oh, I was thinking 15.
15 people. It's a festival of 15 people.
15 or 16
there are more
people.
Acts than members of the public here, which makes it a very exciting place to see your favourite band. But the thing about this is it's a sort of concentration of the essential elements of a bigger festival
right.
boiled down to its essentials. First of all, the screaming children, who you may have heard there. There's four of them only, but they're doing the screaming of thousands.
They're gambling
with an O-double-L. Yeah.
Yeah,
a medieval pursuit that was banned by Mrs. Thatcher. But they're doing it. They'll probably be arrested and plopped in prison later, even though they're under 10.
They need to go to Gamblers Anonymous.
They're all the children of Paul Gambolcini. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. They've got all the little tents, the shops that sell things, because there are some essential things you need at a festival. Thing number one is a stripy hat.
Right.
With a sort of jester's floppy thing.
Got
with
that.
Maybe some kind of a... You've actually bought one, haven't you?
I bought one of those, and I bought an Indian-type hat.
Right. They're essential. You've got to have a stupid hat, because that broadcasts to the world the fact that you're either drunk or on drugs.
Oh, mainly it's saying, I'm off duty.
Right.
Letting all my pants down.
You're letting your pants down and your hair hat up.
I'm letting all my hairs flow around.
Yes.
And it's all fine.
And also, there is a stall selling New Age rocks. Because obviously when you come to a festival, it's important to harness the power of the ancient stones.
Well, many of the... you know, the power of a lot of the festival is supplied by ancient stones.
That's true. There's a massive gemstone. I think a ruby, which is the stone of music. I just made that up. But it's buried underneath the centre of the festival
Instead
area.
Instead of generators, well. They've just got glowing stones.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
That's
there's
the
also all sorts of food, the essential festival foods, crepes. Which you can, if you want to make a little joke, refer to as craps. That might make your friends giggle.
Why wouldn't you do that? What about falafels? What would you do with that word?
You'd say, man, I'm having such a falafel at this festival.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what you'd say. There's a couple of jokes you
that's
can use.
That's very good.
They're copyright free. Also here at the festival are rock t-shirts. If you don't like kind of hippie music, if you disdain the hippies, then you can dress as a kind of a rockster. And basically, if you came here, for instance, dressed as a policeman, who, as you know, is the polar opposite of a festival goer,
Absolutely.
A policeman represents everything that festival goers disdain, you could shed your policeman's costume and dress from head to toe in gear that would make you acceptable to the people here, don't you think?
Well, you know, I was at the Big Chill Festival last weekend.
You're so boastful.
I love to go to festivals, and it amazes me that people dress up at a festival like this. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the Big Chill, I haven't seen too many people like this at the Summer Sunday, but at the Big Chill there were people dressed in sort of airline outfits, you know, like airline captains.
Like stewardesses and pilots.
In very uncomfortable uniforms.
Mm.
And you would think that a festival would be an opportunity for you not to have to wear that kind of thing. I don't understand people who go around with
well,
the crazy Amy Winehouse wigs and face paints and all that.
I think we should take our hats off to them or our pants, because they're the people that really make these festivals come alive,
yeah.
don't you think?
Well, listen, what's our plan? Where are we going to go now?
Well, it's not as if the festival's that big, so to the other end?
The other end
of
like
the festival.
Should we go and check out some of the campers in the campsite?
Let's do that. We'll join you for a more in-depth report a little bit later.
Who was that? That was the Coral with Being Somebody Else.
Hey, they were fantastic.
Yeah, they were playing yesterday here at the Summer Sunday. This is Adam and Joe on Six Music coming live from the Summer Sunday in Leicester.
But the thing is about the Coral is that they were supposed to be doing an acoustic set.
It had been widely touted, hadn't it? People were excited about the acoustic set.
And after they came on and played a completely electric set, there were a couple of furious Coral fans.
Yeah.
And one of them came over to our little enclosure, which is just to stage right of the main stage. it's why the stage left or right. I'm going for right. And the guy started just going mad at
us. He said, is this the complaints department? He was only half joking.
Right. He seemed to be entirely serious, as far as I can tell. And he proceeded to rant for about 3 or 4 minutes about how outraged he was that the Coral had advertised an acoustic set and gone on and played a completely electric set. Because I'm a Coral fan. I've been to all the Coral gigs. You know, I see them everywhere. I go all around. Me and my wife, we go and see the Coral everywhere. We absolutely love the Coral. And, you know, why would I want to come here to Leicester, to the Summer Sunday Festival, to see the Coral again if, you know, the whole reason we came here was because they were going to be acoustic. And then they come on and they're electric. And it's just, it's ruined everything. He didn't actually say it's ruined everything. But I said, they played a really good set. What's the problem? If you're a Coral fan, you must be jumping up and down with little rivulets of joy running off your brow. But he wasn't. He was absolutely mad about it. I mean, there's no pleasing some people, though, is there?
He is revealing the fact that he's actually bored of the Coral.
Is he?
He must be bored of them playing their normal music.
Right.
If he's so desperate for the acoustic set.
Yeah.
Is he even a fan?
Well, yeah, exactly. He's jaded.
He's
the only
jaded.
Way that he could, the only way the Coral, it's like a marriage between him and the Coral, you know, and they've been married for about 30 years. Things have got a bit boring in the bedroom and the Coral have had to advertise, like, come on, come to bed early. I'm going to do an acoustic one tonight, darling. Ooh, okay. You know, next week the Coral are going to have to be dressing up and doing role playing and stuff to get this guy interested. I mean, what's the world coming to? You tell me.
I can't tell you, Adam. I'm frightened.
Play some music, then. What have you got?
We've got a free play here. This is by a band called Bon Iver. Is he a band or a man? A band or a man?
He's a man.
He's a man.
I think you're supposed to pronounce it Iver.
Like, Bon Iver.
Like the French for
like
winter.
Like Iver the engine.
Iver.
Bon Iver the engine.
Bon Iver.
And I've heard tell from my lady partner friend that the story behind him is, I never read music mags, so this is probably old news, and you'll probably correct me.
I'll do some fact checking.
He had a girlfriend. He was very in love with her, and they broke up.
Yeah.
So he went into the like woods, like Walden by Thoreau.
Yeah.
And lived a kind of. Have I said any of that right? I've wore the engine. And he lived a sort of subsistence Grizzly Adams lifestyle in a wood cabin where he wrote the album, full of sort of lovelorn songs about his old life, his new life, and his long-lost lady friend. Is that correct?
I think that's true, yeah.
This is a track from this album that's suitable for this time in the morning because it's almost non-existent. He almost falls asleep at the wheel during it.
Right.
So this is a mellow one from that album. It's called Stack.
Yeah, hi, sister. I'm John, BBC Six Music, coming to you from a little silver bus. Middle of Leicester, we broke up with our girlfriends and come here to do some radio. You know, that kind of thing.
Me and Michael Jackson. We've come
just imagining.
To a bus.
Yeah, ever since the scandal broke about my little friend.
It started off as a little Bon Iver impression and went
I've
into
had to
Michael.
I come to this little trailer park because I haven't got any money.
I dangled my son out of a window. And I nearly dropped him. It was blanket, I think. Or maybe it could have been poodles.
Poodles?
Is there one called poodles?
Yes.
Or perhaps it could have been sausage paste.
There isn't one.
Yeah,
no,
is
there
not?
No, there is one.
There must be.
There must be.
That's so lovely.
Yeah, thanks.
Bit of Bon Iver.
Thank you very much. This is Adam and Joe on BBC Six Music. Just to warn you, we've got the results of last week's Quantum of Solace Song Wars coming up very soon.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's a big one. So stay tuned for that. The news coming up in a second. But first, here is the new single from the Cold War Kids. This is called Something Is Not Right With Me.
Good job. That's the Cold War Kids with Something Is Not Right With Me. You're listening to Adam and Joe. We're coming live from the Summer Sunday Festival in Leicester. This is BBC Six Music. Time now for the news read by Nikki Cardwell. That was Teardrop Explodes with Reward. And this is Adam and Joe coming from the Summer Sunday Festival in Leicester in a tiny, tiny caravan in a little field. It's all a miniature sort of a thing. I like it because I'm a miniature person. But Joe's less happy because he's a giant.
It's like a Hobbit festival and it just creeps me out.
Yeah.
All these little furry people running around my ankles.
Super furry animals.
But listen, now it's time for what we like to call...
It's time for songs. wars, the war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. Which will you vote for? Which one is the best? We're putting our songs to the listener test. So check it out.
I've got a bad feeling about this week's results.
Why?
I was listening to my track. I listen to our podcast, you know. I like to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, just to check back.
It's one of my favourite podcasts.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as good as Stephen Fry's, I'll give you that.
No.
But it's got songs in it, which Fry doesn't. And so I listened to our Bond themes for Quantum of Solace from last week. I thought mine was a little bit of a disgrace.
I disagree. I thought yours was lyrically very, very strong.
Lyrically, but musically it was no good, and my foot was really tapping to yours.
Well, that's nice of you. You know, I should just bring people up to speed. The Song Wars challenge last week was to write a sort of prospective song to be used as a theme for the forthcoming James Bond film, The Quantum of Solace. Now, our competition has sort of been picked up by one or two websites. I made a sort of video for my song, and it got put on the front page of Ain't It Cool.
Mm.
And also Chud and a couple of other Empire Online and stuff. On Thursday, when I got back from a trip, it had something like 800 hits on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
An hour later, it had 8,000.
Right.
And this morning, it's got 67,000 hits.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm just preparing myself for losing.
No, you're not.
Because if I lose, that, you know, because I think yours was lyrically better.
You're not going to lose when you got like 60,000 hits on
YouTube. Well,
then
they're American people.
Right.
You see, look, Joe, 36%.
No.
Adam, 64%.
Imagine if I'd made a video for mine as well.
I would have gone, thank God you didn't.
It would have been 100%.
Thank God.
No, listen, that is a rare miscarriage of justice. And I will say that because I've been the victim of many of them, I would say, in some But on this occasion, I think maybe the better man lost. And I'm a big enough person to say that,
wow.
Even though I'm a hobbit.
Yeah, well, you know what? I agree with you.
Well, there you go.
Does that make me big?
Yeah, it does.
In a way. So here's the winning song composed by Adam Buxton. This is called The Quantum of Solace.
I'm working for the Brits. I've got cars and guns and gadgets. I've got ladies with big brains. I've got licenses to kill. I've got licenses to fish. I've got sexy suits and air miles. But here's my biggest wish. I'd like a quantum of solace, but no more than a quantum. I know they do big bags of solace, but I don't want them. I only want a teeny tiny slice of solace before I shoot you. Bottom location chase, bottom location chase. Shooting dirty baddies in the busy foreign street. Bottom location chase, running all around. And now I've really hurt my feet. Ow.
So, Mr. Bond.
Yes, hello.
You want to stop me?
I do want to stop you, yes, but only if it's exciting.
I met a lovely lady, but found out she was a rotter. So we exchanged some saucy quips. I snogged her, then I shot her. But I felt quite bad because I'm such a modern, complex guy. Sometimes this job gets to you, and maybe that is why. I'd like a quantum of solace, but no more than a quantum. I know they do big bags of solace, but I don't want them. I only want a teeny tiny slice of solace before I shoot you. Quantum of solace, I'd say the name of the film over the music. Quantum of solace, I did it again just there.
I think we will meet again, Mr. Bond.
Okay,
So there you go. That was the winner of Song Wars this week. That was my Quantum of Solace song, Adam's Quantum of Solace song.
If you want to hear my Quantum of Solace song,
you can go onto YouTube.
Go onto YouTube, yeah.
What did you use? Like clips from the film?
Yeah, clips from the film.
You're going to prison.
A few Bond films. I didn't actually do it. Someone used my name.
You're going to go
and
to
it's
prison
nothing to
for
do
10 or 15
with
years.
The BBC at all. It's a purely independent venture done by a criminal, an identity thief. Yes.
Identity thief.
That's all the
it's
rage.
It's a double scandal.
It's such a scandal. It's a scandal. So listen, here's now some live music recorded here at Summer Sunday. This is a band I've never heard of. Am I naive?
Roy World?
Yeah.
You've never heard of Roy World?
No. Imagine. I mean, I'm going to make some very page one comments about Roy World.
Yeah.
But a world full of people called Roy.
Yeah, their patron saint of Roy World is Roy Castle.
Why are they called Roy World? And what kind of a petty poops has the world come to when there's a band called Roy World?
Roy World. Wait till you hear what they sound like.
They're probably outside.
They're amazing. We saw them play yesterday.
They were very good.
There was a woman holding her little toddler man up in front of Roy World. She was right at the front of the stage. There's a lot of children here at the Summer Sunday Festival because it is essentially, you know, a park in the middle of a city, and it's very safe and nice and clean, so it's ideal for children. And but the woman was holding her young child up in front of Roy World, who were really belting out their MOR pop fun at a very loud volume. And surely that's irresponsible, because you need those little ear defenders that Chris Martin's children wear at festivals, don't they?
Maybe he was a deaf child.
Oh,
well, maybe. If
well,
he
that's
wasn't,
true, yeah.
He
and
is now.
Just soaking up the vibrations, like in Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes, more of that later. Mr. Holland's Opus, that is. Here's Roy World recorded live here at Summer Sunday with Dust. Yes. That's Roy World recorded live at Summer Sunday. What's he saying there? We'll never know. Here in Leicester, this
he
is Adam
said,
and Joe on BBC Six Music.
Lend me 50p, I think he said.
Really? To pay for the bus home?
Yeah, just to feed the meter so they can play the next song.
I mean, it's a great lineup here at the Summer Sunday, but it's a shame Bass Hunter isn't here, isn't it?
Bass Hunter?
Wouldn't you say it's a shame Bass Hunter? I mean, he's got the record of the summer.
Uh-huh.
The Ibiza one. Have you heard that one?
No.
Do you know about Bass Hunter?
I don't know about Bass
He's
Hunter.
He's like a Euro DJ who's done this stonking... I like to use the word stonking.
Yeah.
Lenny Henry taught it to me. Like Ibiza Club Slammer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on a Channel 4 programme called The Green Room. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
Bands play live and then they kind of do a Big Brother style thing in the green room with very different bands mingling.
What a brilliant idea.
And on the same show were the Mystery Jets, who were due to play here at Summer Sunday, but
they
had to drop
out.
Yeah, the Mystery Jets were in there, and Bass Hunter comes in. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, hi, guys. From like Europe.
And the first thing he says is he looks at the guy from Mystery Jets and goes, "Oh, what's wrong with your legs?" Seriously,
what is wrong with his legs?
I couldn't believe it. And the guy said, he explained what was wrong with his leg, and Bass Hunter went, "Oh, are they going to get better?" Like that. And the guy really didn't know what to say.
What, has he got, like, a problem with his legs, the guy from Mystery Jets?
Mystery Jets?
What are you saying? You said the Bass Hunter looked at the guy from Mystery Jets and said, "What's wrong with your legs?"
Does he? Claire's saying Bass Hunter has Tourette's syndrome. Is that true? That must be a gift if you're an Ibiza guy, right? Do that kind of music?
I'm very
You don't
confused.
Have to spend money on the mixing desk and stuff.
So Bass Hunter's got Tourette's. Mystery Jets have got bad legs.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it during the next record.
I don't understand what's going on.
You've got a free play.
Yes, here's a free play for you, listeners. This is a bit of Beck. And, you know, they re-released Odelay recently and they had a whole extra CD of bonus nuggets on there. But some of the bonus nuggets were like different versions of the bonus nuggets. So, like, they had a few tracks on there that I thought I already had from, like, B-sides and stuff. But then they're different, like, terrible versions of them. So it's a bit of a rip, though, if you haven't got the B-side the first time round. You go and get the Odelay reissue, and there's a rubbish version of this track that I'm going to play. But I'm going to play the good version. This is from the Cold Brains EP, and it's called Diamond in the Sleaze. There you go. That was Beck with Diamond in the Sleaze. This is Adam and Joe here at the Summer Sunday Festival in Leicester. And it's come over a little bit inclement. It was a lovely morning when we woke up, when we arrived at our shiny bus.
There's a huge front of rain moving across the whole of Britain, I think, from
word
top to tail.
Before.
I can't stop
and
saying
you've
it.
You've said it again.
I'm like Bass Hunter. I can't stop saying rude words. It's a huge front of weather that's coming across the British Isles from tip to toe. It's going to hit most places around in about half an hour's time. And apparently it's just going to rain for the rest of the year non-stop.
They're going to load up some kind of ark with various important
Noah
people.
And the Whale are going to be on it.
Noah and the Whale are going to be the house band.
Mm.
And they're going to pick celebrities from the world of entertainment in order to represent entertainment. All the rest of them are going to drown. The people that don't make it onto the ark. Russell Brand is on there, apparently.
Mm, mm.
The people that do, James Corden, he's on there.
Yes, he's from Gavin and Stacey.
And one of us is allowed on.
Really?
But they haven't decided which.
Oh, man. I wonder if the guys from the new conducting show on the BBC are going to be on it.
Oh, yes, Alex James.
Apparently that's not actually a programme, it's just a trail. And the trail is a series. They're just showing the trail over and over and over again.
I love the trail, yeah.
Favourite bit is where Mel Perkins,
Sue Perkins,
plays it like a guitar.
Yeah.
And then the other one looks at it like, what's this?
They didn't do very well getting funny faces out of Alex James, did they?
No. I'm sure it'll be very good, though. It's going to bring the art of conducting to the masses.
He always looks as if he's grimacing in an uncomfortable way, Alex James, when he's on TV. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he never looks like he's really, really enjoying himself.
That's
I might be wrong.
There it is.
Yeah. Well, they're
the sounds of the summer. Listen, from inane waffle, we're now going to throw to some more inane waffle. This is inane, pre-recorded inane waffle, which is even less excusable. Inane waffle.
Oh, I'd love a delicious inane waffle.
This is our report on the T-shirt store here at Summer Sunday, recorded yesterday.
Now, we're over here in a T-shirt and hat and accessory emporium at the Summer Sunday Festival. It's run by a man called Chris. He's very kindly let us have a look at some of his wares.
We're interested in this store because on last week's show, we had a Text the Nation about novelty T-shirt design, and there is a wealth of such T-shirts right here for us.
I think wealth is putting it very strongly.
Do you think? I don't think it takes much to be wealthy in terms of novelty T-shirts. Maybe just three.
Here's the one that I actually bought earlier on.
Wow.
And it is... What they've done is they've taken the symbol that is normally associated with Visa
credit cards. Mm.
They've changed a couple of letters there to make it spell Giza.
That's good.
G-I-Z-A.
Yeah. Why is that good?
That's good because it's clever and it's undermining a certain amount of
stuff. Absolutely. The corporate man.
It's undermining the corporate man, exactly as you said.
Right. But maybe in the future, instead of saying, two fingers up to the man, you might say two fingers up to the geezer. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So right? It might be self-defeating.
Right. In future times, the geezer will become the man.
Exactly.
Okay. Now I understand.
Now, here's another one. This is a sort of corruption of the famous designer Ted Baker. But brilliantly, they've swapped the first letters. I think that's called a spoonerism, and turned it into bed taker, which means that you might take someone's bed. It's quite a sophisticated thing to suggest that you might get to someone's bed before them and be in it when they come to lie down.
Well, the implication is that you would lie down with their partner.
What if they're single?
Well, then.
I think maybe you're right, but I think it's more likely just to be someone who doesn't have a bed who steals them.
Okay, how about this one? This is for ladies, and it's taken the Maltesers logo, complete with depictions of the brown balls, and the font...
It's the same. The font is accurate, isn't it?
Exactly.
It looks like the Malteser font, but yet it says...
Manteser.
Right.
Right?
Yes, so they've exchanged the L for an N...
You know, I think they could have gone further with this one.
Yeah.
Could have had some fun with the brown balls there.
They could. What about the honeycomb centre? Could they have had some fun with that?
Just some ideas. Oh, look, and here's another one. This is the Yves Saint Laurent logo. And what does it say?
It says, yes, shag me later.
YSL has been changed to yes, shag me later. But again, is that for ladies?
I think so. It's a very petite size. Do you know what I think we should do?
What?
Is keep our eye out at this festival for people who are wearing T-shirts like this.
Right.
See if we can stop one and find out what's going on inside their minds.
Yeah.
I was going to say tiny minds, but that's rather prejudicial, isn't
it? That is very prejudicial.
Let's assess the size of the mind when we meet the people.
I certainly bought a couple of things here and I'm going to wear them every single day for the rest of my life.
I didn't. Because I'm not an idiot.
Kings of Leon with Crawl. This is Adam and Joe coming to you live from the Summer Sunday Festival in Leicester. All very exciting, I can assure you. Now, if you want to see some video of Adam Buxton performing his festival song that won Song Wars a few weeks ago, then go to the BBC Six Music website and you can see that footage. It's an extraordinary gig. maybe 50 people in the audience. You know, a tough crowd, but he really brought them round. And he's also wearing, or he was wearing, a head cam, a sunglasses sort of mounted camera that gives you a kind of view from inside Buxton's brain. A terrifying thought. But that's some exciting footage to see. And you can also see on the website some footage of the band we're about to play, Fight Like Apes. They played live yesterday, and they were a very sweary lot. There are lots of kids here at the Summer Sunday Festival. It's very family-orientated. Fight Like Apes, Fair Turned the Air Blue, with some toddler-traumatising language. And there's some footage on the website of them with Steve Lamacq doing some kind of wacky cookery-based skit, which hinges around a play on the band's name. Instead of Fight Like Apes, it's Fight Like Crepes.
Nice.
Yeah?
And also on the website, you can see
I just said that, mate.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Adam's just walked in because he's just bought a...
also on the website.
Some brekkie. Yeah. What have you got there? Eggy in a basket.
Egg roll.
Well, there was just an egg in a roll.
There was a long queue for the one with bacon in it.
That's a very utilitarian breakfast.
So I went for the vegetarian option.
Bun and fried egg. So here we go. Here is a track from... What's the track called? No, oh, it's very complicated, this link. This is a track from Fight Like Apes. It's called I'm Beginning to Think That You Prefer Beverly Hills 90210 to Me. Wow, that's the theme tune to the new series of The Apprentice. Fight Like Apes with I'm Beginning to Think That You Prefer Beverly Hills 90210 to Me. That's how I say that title. I say 90210.
I noticed that. Yeah. You also say Tourette's. That's one of the other things I like about you.
Thanks, man. How do other people say it?
90210.
Yeah. They're wrong.
They're idiots.
Funny, isn't it? This is Adam and Joe on BBC Six Music. It's time to go to another one of our pre-recorded nuggets of nonsense that we recorded yesterday, where we met two peculiar ladies with anthropomorphized brick.
Now, we've just bumped into a lady, and you are a lady, that's right, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
what's
your name?
How very rude.
I'm Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Nice to meet you. And Lucy has pulled out of her bag a brick onto which she has... It's a rubber brick, and she has attached a little pair of eyes and some pipe cleaners with hands and feet on there, and the brick is smiling, I'm glad to say.
She's anthropomorphised the brick. Lucy, what's going on in your head?
Well, he's a brick groupie. It's actually Claire that...
Made it.
She's the maid.
Hello, Claire.
I make props for music videos, and he was a prop for a music video.
Really? By what band?
I can't remember. They weren't very good.
Well, let's best keep their names to ourselves then. He's a very characterful brick. And why have you brought him to the festival today?
Well, he's a rock groupie. He meets a lot of bands. He has all his photos taken with the bands. They go on MySpace.
Really? What bands has he had his photo taken with?
The Charlatans, Dirty Pretty Things, The Automatic, Peter Hook from New Order.
An incredible roster.
A good roster.
Has he slept with any of these bands?
Forward Russia.
This makes you happy?
It was funny. It's a little sinister.
Yeah, wow. I feel... Now I know why the brick's smiling in that way. But thank you very much for letting us talk to you. And now we're going to just have a quick word with the brick. What's the brick's name?
Mr. Brick.
Right, how did you think of that?
It just came to me in a flash.
Very good. Okay, everyone quiet now. We're going to talk to the brick. Hello, Mr. Brick.
Hello.
You know what? I didn't think you were going to speak.
Well,
I thought, that's an inanimate object. It's not going to speak. And then it spoke. Imagine my surprise.
Surprise to you, because I am speaking. I'm a brick, but I can speak. What would you like to know?
Are you having a good time?
No, not really. No.
Do you like... What's your favourite music?
Oh, I don't like music.
Do you like Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall?
Yes, I can. I can't hear because I've got no ears. But yes,
like
Pink Floyd. I find that a bit patronising.
Ben Folds 5, their song Brick.
Yes, I like that one. It's the only Brick-based song that I enjoy.
Is your favourite director Stanley Kubrick?
Yes.
Can I come up with a fourth Brick thing?
I hate
no,
you.
I can't.
Is there any way you could go
do
away?
You listen to Wall's... Do you eat Wall's ice cream?
I loathe you. I wish to go away from you now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's quite
a clever brick.
Quite a rude brick there.
Brick. thanks very much for letting us talk to your brick.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
There we go. That's now. I'm going to get the name of the track confused with the band now. The band's called Those Dancing Days, and the track's called Run, Run. I done it.
Well
right.
done, Joe.
Thanks very much.
You're passed. You done the test.
I done it.
You're in the club.
This is Adam and Joe on BBC Six Music, coming to you live from the summer sundae, not just the word sundae like the day of the week, but like an ice cream sundae with an AE at the end.
Exactly, because, you know, the festival starts on the Friday and the Saturday as well. So it's a shame they couldn't think of some pun for those days as well, isn't
it? And it's a shame there's no such thing as summer in Britain.
No, that's right.
They haven't really factored that into the equation, because, of course, it's raining very hard.
Well, their get-out clause is that they can just say it's mainly about the ice cream dessert treat.
That's right.
And not so much about the sun.
Yeah, no, mate, no, of course you can't have your money back. No, it's a festival of ice cream.
Yes, technically it's the summertime, whether it's raining or not, and it's just, you know, you can have an ice cream. What's your problem?
The gates have opened. We're in a sort of Airstream truck next to the main stage, and they cordoned off the main area, but they've just opened it.
Was James Corden that actually did it?
Yeah. With some awards, a whole row of awards.
Yeah, he's just piled up awards around the BBC trailer. Yep. No one can get in now.
And a big bucket of arrogance. I beg your pardon?
I beg your summer sundae pudding. What?
I can't believe you said that, Adam Buxton. That's really weird. Anyway, three punters have arrived and sat under an umbrella, keenly awaiting the afternoon's entertainment.
And what did you do last night? Because you peeled off both of us,
actually. What did you do last night?
What did you do last night? Who says that? You just invented that catchphrase from a non-existent 80s TV show. What did you do last night? Did you watch that show? It's called Joe's Home.
Yeah, and it's populated entirely by very thin white people.
Thin white people who talk like this. What did you do last night? That's my favourite show.
That's actually the name of the show. Anyway, keep talking.
So we were watching Supergrass last night. They were the headline act at the Summer Sunday Festival last night. And fantastic they were too. But we were tired and, you know, we'd spent a whole day wandering around aimlessly having delicious waffles and drinking booze. So we wobbled off to our hotel so we could get a good night's sleep and be fresh as a daisy for this morning's show. But we wandered past a bar called The Revolution here in Leicester. And there's a really nice kind of main drag where our hotel is.
The pedestrianised through street.
And it's called New Walk or something.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Leicester's a very beautiful place. And this little pedestrianised zone in the middle...
Hang on, wait a second.
Well, all the bits of Leicester that I've seen so far.
Yeah.
Having walked from the station to our hotel, which was 5 minutes away, and then walked down New Walk to the festival.
No, it is beautiful.
It's all nice, you know? I've got no quarrels with any of it. So I can say, with authority, Leicester's a beautiful place. But we walked past this Revolution bar, and advertised on the bar, it said 100 different ways to drink vodka, because they've dedicated themselves to the love and the pursuit of drinking mainly vodka.
We were confused by that. We thought 100 different ways of drinking alone is impressive.
Right.
And that's inherent in the statement, isn't it? I mean, the vodka is by the by, but they seem to have created 100 different ways of drinking.
Like, you wouldn't be surprised necessarily if it was 100 different types of vodka.
No, that wouldn't be surprising. But the fact is that they're staking their reputation on the ways of drinking it.
Yeah.
So we quickly dealt with some of the basics. Putting it, washing your hair with it.
That's the basic way.
So that it's soaked into your DNA.
That's the way most people drink.
Injection,
vodka. Yeah.
An alcohol rub on the body, some sort of a bath. Any more?
Well, snorting, obviously, that's not good medically.
These are the basics.
You know, one should say, Dr. Buckles, I'm just reminding you listeners that any of these methods of ingesting alcohol are very poor.
Jelly, you could have a jelly shot.
Yeah, that's a basic one. An enema? Yeah. Vodka enema?
A vodka enema is apparently very, very good for you. It's smart.
It's smart.
But oh boy, does it clean out the areas.
Exactly, and it tends to numb everything down there as well, which is nice. You mentioned rubbing, shampoo we had, of course, snorting, osmosis as well.
Or just sitting next to it and trying to merge with it, you mean?
Yeah, empathise with the
empathising. With it. That's only 10, though, isn't it? Or so? It might not even be 10. I can't really count 10. As far as 10.
You know, listeners, if you want to email us any of your suggestions for ways that you could ingest the vodka, that would be appreciated. The email address, as ever, is adamandjoe@bbc. No.
adamandjoe.6music@bbc.co.uk.
Well done. Thank you.
The text is 64046 if you'd like to get in touch. But presumably someone who works... I think they're a chain, aren't they? Revolution?
Yeah, I think
are they? I think there's more than one. And, of course, there are many other vodka bars in the country, we must stress, this being the big British castle.
Vodka socks?
Right. I mean, you pour the vodka into your socks. Well, that's really the bath.
No, so you're squelching around, you know?
What about vodka clouds?
That's a very good idea.
Right.
I mean, if you could hire the vodka clouds.
There must
for
be a way to actually, because rain is clouds.
Yeah.
Is it? Before it rains. Yeah.
You know, man, more.
I know I'm blowing your mind.
People give you credit for.
If you could somehow get the vodka into clouds.
So, wait, rain is cloud.
Well, that's not strictly true. It's not the same thing. You don't want to look at a cloud and go. Oh, God.
Vodka clouds is a great idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, listeners, if you've got any ideas, this is not like a Text the Nation thing. This is just a kind of by the by if you're incredibly bored and tired and depressed.
We might not be doing Text the Nation this week because it's a crazy rule-free show that's breaking various boundaries of taste.
This is our last festival, I think, of the summer. We haven't been invited to any others, have we?
Sorry, last festival we'll ever go to.
Last one that we'll ever be
allowed
into.
Anymore.
Should we have some more enjoyable music? This is one of your free plays, I think, is it?
Yeah, this is a new band that are trying to evoke the golden era of hip-hop, you know, early Beastie Boys. They do it very successfully. What are they called there, Gary? They're called the Cool Kids. There's so many bands with the name Kids. Two bands with the name Kids.
Yeah.
I tend to get confused.
Well, there's Cold War Kids, Black Kids, and the...
What was it called? Yeah, and these guys,
and
the
these
Cool
guys.
Kids. So this is a really good track. This is called Basement Party. I'm pretty confident... There's no swearing in it.
Right.
I'm pretty confident, but if it suddenly stops and there are articles in the paper, then I'm wrong. By the way, basement is spelt B-A-S-S.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
What? Basement.
That's the normal way.
Basement.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. Instead of basement.
Right. Here's the Cool Kids. That's not the Cold War Kids. It's not the Black Kids. It's the Cool Kids with Basement Party from their album The Bake Sale. And it is very good.
This is Adam and Joe here on BBC Six Music. We are coming live from the Summer Sunday Festival in Leicester. It is just gone 10:30, and it's time for the news and music news. That was. I'm guessing it's Morrissey. Yes, you're the one for me, Fatty. That was.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Right. Well, that's at once insulting and exciting.
This is Adam and Joe here at Summer Sunday Festival for BBC Six Music. And we are going to play another little nugget now that we recorded yesterday whilst wandering around. It was a lovely day when we arrived.
It was. It ain't no more, though.
No, it's all gone rubbish.
Gone nasty. But this is what happened. And get this, listeners. This is excitement defined. When we talked to some festival goers who had a gazebo.
We're standing here in a gazebo in the middle of the camping area at the Summer Sunday Festival. And we've made four new friends. That's a little bit presumptuous because we just wandered over.
You said about
here.
Three words to them.
Yeah.
But what interests me is what sort of a person would bring a gazebo? I've never bought a gazebo, but it shows a kind of foresight and level of, you demand a certain amount of civility from a festival. You want your own area. You want to be waterproof. You know, is that true to say? Who'd like to speak on behalf of you all?
Yeah. I had to borrow it off my boyfriend's parents, even though they don't know that I borrowed it. Maximum comfort.
What are your boyfriend's parents' names?
Avril and Neville.
Will they be angry?
Avril and Neville. No, I think they would have appreciated
Hey, you're laughing at their mere names. And this is your boyfriend.
I was told about them.
Is your boyfriend here?
No, he's not here.
Your boyfriend's not even here.
So Avril...
I'm actually mocking your boyfriend, your parents' names.
You're not mocking my boyfriend.
Avril and Neville may have been planning a Pim's party on this delightful evening.
And you know what? In their honour, I have a cup with Pim's on it.
There you go.
Just for them.
Which you probably stole from their Pim's party supplies.
I didn't.
Their guests are going to be turning up in about 2 hours, and the gazebo is going to be gone.
We should make it clear that there are other lightly alcoholic cucumber accompanying drinks available, even though there actually aren't. So, are you planning to stay here for the whole festival and ignore all the music?
We've only come back for a little bit of an interim.
Just to pick up some cucumber.
Right. What's the main item on the agenda tonight? Can I ask you, sir? What's your name?
Chris. I've got no idea. I'm just going with the flow, basically.
Is that how you spend your whole life, Chris?
My life doesn't have purpose, just not have a festival. It's, I'm just dragged along with it, really.
Yeah, it's time off. You can.
It's important for all social groups to have a Chris. He's an essential component. He's the sort of Bez of the team, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Mickey Taker of the team. Aren't
you? Absolutely.
Who's your designated Mickey Taker?
Out of this lot?
Yeah.
Possibly Nick or myself, or possibly Chris actually does very well in...
He's having a night off, he's just going with the flow tonight.
He will though, he'll come to fruition.
He's the designated flow goer.
Tonight, the Mickey Taker is probably you.
Possibly.
How come everyone else Mickey Taker? I know.
Not I'm sorry.
Because you're the clever one.
What's your name, sir?
Andy.
Andy, you can do some Mickey taking tonight. Let's all hook up later on when Supergrass are playing and take the mic.
Excellent.
You up for it?
Not out of Supergrass, though.
No, of course. Obviously, that goes without saying.
That would be terrible. You've even bought a small barbecue bucket, a pink barbecue bucket. What are you planning?
We got told to put it out.
By who?
The man.
Authorities.
The man.
It's even off the ground.
The Babylon. If you use that, you could end up with some sort of delicious sausage.
We've had many
which would be very dangerous.
We also have delicious burgers.
What is the world of festivals coming to that you can't use a little...
Exactly.
Festival.
You know what? I'd
bucket.
Heat it up and put it on that man's head and burn his head
that's
off.
That's totally irresponsible.
That is. It is, and don't do that because that's
no, don't
terrible.
Do that.
But maybe do.
Kids, so listen, he doesn't know what he's on about.
Quite right. Would you like my job?
Yes, please.
I think you might be better.
Very
hey,
nice.
Thanks
to meet
for letting
you.
Us into your gazebo.
Have a good festival. Cheerio.
It's just being silly at the end there. That was R.E.M. with Man Sized Wreath. And before that, you heard a pre-recorded nugget from yesterday. We were wandering around here at the Summer Sunday Festival and chatting to some people. And they were real. Also, I don't know if they were from Leicester or not. We've been speculating about what a Leicester accent is. What constitutes a Leicester accent? I'm not sure. I'm never very good with identifying regional accents and where they're from and stuff. And we were speculating... what a Leicester accent might be.
Why don't you just make one up, Adam?
Oh, I thought you were beginning to do one just there.
No.
Started off a little West Country
twang.
I
think you should make one up and just feel free, just be, you know, just be crazy with it.
Hello, I'm from Leicester.
That's it.
That's too much though, isn't
it? That's too much. Rein it back a little bit.
Hello, I'm from
That's good because it's London, but it's moving sort of slowly away. Towards where?
It's hell.
Towards hell.
Hello. I'm just doing things with my voice. That's no good. It's not the accent. I've got to vary the accent.
You know what? I don't think there is an accent.
From Leicester?
No, I think it's too close to London.
Maybe.
I think it's the people are just normal.
Well, it is it's a melting pot, Leicester. There's all kinds of different cultural influences, you know. So it could be anything. It could be a real mishmash of stuff. But I don't know. I'm so ignorant.
Now, yesterday, we introduced King Creosote on the big stage.
How'd you feel that went?
I was pleased. I don't really drink that very much, and I'd had a pint of cider, and I felt mad.
Yeah.
I was off the hook, and it really helped with my confidence levels.
Well done. See, this is why people drink.
Really? I'm only just learning, a bit late in life.
But then the problem is to know when to stop. That's the problem that people have with the alcohol.
That's true.
You know, they think, oh, I want some more of this confidence.
Right.
And then they have another...
Become overconfident.
They have 7 pints of the confidence, and that's when the cirrhosis
I hear it's similar with cocaine.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, it's good for if you're on chat shows or panel shows.
Yeah, but
obviously
then...
Obviously, it's really awful.
Well, exactly.
I'm speaking in jest.
You know, then your life falls apart. That's the bit they don't put
exactly.
on the packet. Right?
Terrible business. And so we did quite... I thought it went very well, the introduction to King Creosote. So I thought maybe I overdid it, though.
Well, you started berating the crowd.
What did I say?
You said something like, you don't deserve this band.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said it was crazy that they were playing to such a small crowd.
Well, you didn't say that, though. You said...
Oh, I did.
It's unbelievable that a band this good are playing for people like you.
I didn't
No, you didn't say,
say
those
that.
Exact words.
Now, come.
But you said, it's amazing that this band are playing for this crowd, you said.
I said something about the size of the crowd. I'm sure I did.
In your brain you might have done, but you forgot to make it come out of your mouth.
Well, it was a disastrous introduction to King Creosote yesterday. I insulted the whole town of Leicester. And so let's bring back those unhappy memories with the help of a recording of one of their tracks. This is You've No Clue, Do You? King Creosote there with You've No Clue, Do You? Recorded live at the Summer Sunday here in Leicester yesterday. This is Adam and Joe on BBC Six Music in an Airstream, a tin Airstream BBC kind of broadcasting truck.
And they've just started playing some incredibly loud music. That sounds like a band has joined the main stage here and started playing. That's not the case. They're just pumping music out of the PA system there for the assembled crowd of three people. There's two people under an umbrella sat there trying to get shelter from the rain and the wind. There's a man also stood outside our our van looking hopefully inside. I think maybe Joe told him yesterday while he was on cider that he would be allowed onto the show.
I'm going too far both ways. I'm either insulting people or being over friendly. I can't find the middle ground.
Staggering around with pints of cider going, "You're fired! You're hired!"
There are some people who've gathered by the bins for a chat, which is always a nice place to have a chat. Apart from that, it's looking pretty empty, but I think basically, because the campsite's fairly small, a lot of people just come from the local area during the day, and they haven't got here yet.
Well, the guys, are they testing the PA or what? Because he's really turning it up now to a ridiculous degree.
Vibrating the whole airstream. It's making a mockery of our programme.
It is making a slight mockery of the programme, because we're inside this mobile broadcasting unit, and it is, you know, there's a certain amount of soundproofing going on here, but it's not working that well, because we're being blasted. It's like being in... you know, it's like being in David Koresh's
yes,
place.
The Waco Ranch.
Yeah.
The Branch Davidians.
With the FBI blasting us with boring pop.
Hey, listen, are you excited about the Olympics, Adam?
I'm very excited. I'm an Olympiad.
Are you?
Yeah.
Olympi-lad. Did you watch the opening ceremony?
No, I missed the opening ceremony. I saw some of the costumes in the papers this morning.
You know, there's a lot of downsides to communist regimes, but really? one of the upsides is when it comes to mass formation displays.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better. If you're out of sync, you know, if the Spice Girls or NSYNC were Chinese,
yeah,
and one of them slipped up on one of those routines,
execution.
Yeah,
that's right.
And there was some incredible stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
I do recommend you watch it, maybe on the BBC iPlayer or something. Because it's an extraordinary display.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you reckon it needs an oppressive regime to actually...
Yeah. I think Britain... You know, Britain's going that way.
Without that, people just sort of go, can't be bothered.
Yeah. The thing is, Britain's got to beat that next... Whenever it is, 2012.
Yeah.
Britain's got to beat, you know, 50,000 Chinese people dressed in luminescent green suits, moving in perfect formation.
It's never going to happen.
Lifting boxes and...
Because the British Olympiads don't like it if anyone starts to make predictions for their success.
What would Britain do better? What are we going to do at our ceremony that's better than that? What does Britain do better?
Moaning.
A big fight?
Big moaning.
A big moan.
Competition.
Synchronised whining.
Yeah.
And then a fight.
Exactly. We could do that. We could clean up. See, if there were MPs making predictions for our success in that event,
yeah,
then none of the Olympiads would have a problem.
Well, it's not in a competitive event. In a way, it is a competitive event.
Moaning.
No, the opening ceremony.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Olympics, here's a trail for them.
That's Black Kids there. I went out and bought that album using money in a shop the other day.
Really? Did you regret it?
No, I enjoyed it. I played it in my car. I had to go and drop some things off at the dump. And I thought, I'm going to buy a new album by some young people to play on the way to the dump. Because the car's only got a CD player. Can't hook up any MP3 players.
What suffering?
It was a little bit harsh. You know, I felt hard done by. But the journey was cheered by the fun sound of the Black Kids, even though it is quite an accurate throwback to the mid-80s.
Well, it's got all the latest musical tropes, hasn't it? The shoutiness, sort of shouty talkiness, the sort of post-punk... Talking headsy, bangy rhythm guitar and stuff.
It reminds me of kind of late period unfashionable Echo and the Bunnymen and also Psychedelic Furs. You know, not so much like in production I'm talking about mainly.
But it's nice that the noughties are coalescing into a kind of a sound.
Right.
Because everything was a bit all over the place.
Even though
it's
a very retro sound, though, isn't
still
it?
It's a sound.
Yeah.
Which will evoke this weekend.
I love sound.
Yes. Another thing we're talking about here on the Adam and Joe radio show on BBC Six Music is exciting ways to drink vodka. Now, we should stress that it's wrong to drink irresponsibly. Just a little sip every now and then's okay.
A little teeny sip.
But be careful. But we passed a bar here where they were advertising 100 different ways to drink vodka.
Which seems unbelievable, doesn't
it? We've been trying to figure out what those 100 different ways just to drink
are. You know, once you've drunk in different positions, you know what I mean? You can lie down and have someone pour it into your mouth through a funnel, all that kind of stuff. Again,
we
stress that all this is not good for your health. But also, you know, you can drink it upside down. Someone can, maybe a friend of yours could dribble it into your mouth.
Upside down is good. Mouth-to-mouth dribbling.
I mean, that would be revolting. Depending, it would depend entirely on who was doing the dribbling.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? And the other one, you could have vodka bogeys, right? Would that be fun?
What do you mean by have?
Well, you could somehow contrive to get vodka to congeal up your nose like bogeys, and you could either have them yourself, pick them out and snack on them, or offer them to someone else.
You could have those.
No, I'm not.
I wouldn't want those.
You're not having any.
I think eye drops would be a good way.
Eye drops is nice.
Just drop the vodka into the eyeballs.
Just get some drunk eyes there on you.
Yeah. Lozenges.
A lozenge.
A
vodka
Why not very strong alcoholic sweets? I mean, we've got alcohol that's designed as if it's a fizzy drink.
Uh-huh.
So why not
go the extra
Nestle's vodka lozenges?
I like it.
Or Roundtree's fruit smashed.
How about some kind of vodka pessary?
What's a pessary?
I can't explain. nail varnish that you could just suck?
Well, you don't want to suck nail varnish. It's very, very poisonous.
Yeah, but if you're going to be poisoned.
Right, flavored, right. So you put it on your... It's vodka nail varnish. You put it on your nails and then you sort of bite and chew your nails.
You could chew them, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
This is if you've already got a pre-existing problem with alcohol.
How about this? Yeah. A high-powered hose.
Uh-huh.
A high-powered vodka hose, like that scene in First Blood,
that's
Rambo
nice.
Part 1, where he's misbehaved in the town and Brian Dehennehy is hosing him down.
I like
Imagine that. Vodka in that hose.
I am imagining it.
So powerfully pumped towards Stallone's flabby buttocks that the vodka actually penetrates his hide.
His pores.
Yeah, that would be a fun way to get a hose down.
That would be a great
get
way.
Get your bum pissed.
Well, you know, if you don't want to do
That's
it
That's a rude word, sorry, drunk.
If you don't want to go that extreme on the whole hosing thing, you could have like a little atomizer. You know, when you're on a plane and you want to keep yourself moisturized,
like a spritz.
Exactly, like a little Evian spritz type thing. Other spritzes are available. You could go for a little vodka one there, just to atomize your whole face. And
yeah,
I mean that's a terrible idea as well.
It's all a bad idea. Yeah. I've said a bad word. We're encouraging bad behavior. So we should just sort of underline that link by saying, don't drink.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were going to say at the end there.
Yeah, don't drink.
I still like the idea of getting your bum drunk.
Thanks.
I think that's nice.
Thank you.
This is Adam and Joe here on BBC Six Music. It is just gone 11 o'clock. We've got another hour to be with you listeners and enjoy your company and play you some great music. But right now, what are we doing? Is this music or trail now? A trail. Fold those skirts and tights. One day, I'm going to use your CD right.
There's some popping and clicking on that track that made it sound like vinyl. It was nice.
It wasn't really vinyl, though. Who was that by?
Elbow.
Man, they're pulling out all the stops, aren't they? I mean, they've pushed the epic button.
That was called One Day Like This by Elbow. They're all over the place. He's the man of the moment, isn't he, Mr. Elbow?
He's a genius guy, Garvey.
Yeah.
He's one of rock and roll's good guys.
He is, isn't he? He's a solid gold diamond geezer.
No one's got a bad word to say about Garvey. And if they have, I'm going to beat them into a pulp!
Adam's not really going to do that. Listen, listeners, in this show here at the Summer Sunday in Leicester, there's a sort of devil-may-care attitude because it's an outside broadcast and we've said some things we regret.
I'm going to beat them into a pulp if they say a single bad word about Guy Garvey.
That one, for instance. That wasn't live, that was a clip. And we've also had some irresponsible texts in about ways to drink vodka, and this is a very... You know, we meant this to be a passing comment, not some kind of text the nation type thing. Instead, it's turning into a festival of irresponsible suggestions that must be couched in the strongest terms with warnings to say, do not attempt to go anywhere near alcohol.
Have we got the Text the Nation jingle to hand? Well, we'll see if we can find it maybe later on.
We've had some good suggestions in, though.
Yes, yes. After that warning couch.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim, for instance, in Hackney, has... suggested an area that we didn't sort of go into, which is to boil vodka.
Right.
And inhale the fumes.
Okay.
Yeah, like, do you know when you've got a cold and you fill the sink with water, with boiling water, and put a towel over your head?
Yeah, I do know that.
Oh, pop some... Well, just swap the water with vodkas.
Right, so instead of Vicks, you could have, like, a vodka vapor rub as well. To go, that's a slight tangent, but I like that idea. Certainly.
Sorry to go off on a tangent, but there's a lot of talking in the next door room in this airstream, which shows a lack of respect for the broadcasting going on in this half of the room. It's Matt Everett.
It's Everett.
Everett. Also, Deanne in Leicester suggests vodka perfume. Right. Which is a lovely aroma for a lady at the beginning of an evening.
A modern lady.
Yes, classy and attractive.
Mm. And cigarettes as well you could spray some on ciggies, under your arm. Ciggy roll-on.
I mean, you're going to smell like that anyway at the end of the night. Just cut to the chase. And, you know, that's when you're going to be at your most relaxed and probably attract the man that you'll take home.
Have you seen those adverts about, you know, advising responsible drinking where the guy is messing himself up at the beginning of the night?
Yeah, I think
and he's
I have.
Ripping his clothes and he punches himself in the face. It's brutal. They're very good ads.
Very good. That sounds like Fight Club.
Right.
Here's another suggestion from Mark in Hornchurch. Vodka paintball. Mm. High-velocity vodka-filled pellets shot directly into your gullet. I don't think you want them shot directly into the gullet.
You'd
unless
die.
It's via the mouth. You would die.
You would immediately die.
Mark, who may well be in intensive care.
shot into the gullet.
And I think that's it for the broadcastable text.
We've got a lot of...
Don't you worry, we're having a good time chortling to the ones that we actually can't say out loud.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try and cherry-pick a few... to read out later on. But right now, I've got a free play for you listeners. This is a man that I always associate with festivals, a man who was still very much alive and kicking and probably gigging at this summer's festivals. I'm not sure about that. I'm talking about John Cooper Clarke,
right.
The punk poet, the Manchester poet genius, other things you could describe him as. But this is a track called Reader's Wives, which I hope you'll enjoy.
There you go.
That's John Cooper Clarke for you, ladies and gentlemen, with a track called Reader's Wives. This is Adam and Joe here in Leicester at the Summer Sunday Festival. And yesterday, when we arrived, it was lovely and sunny, we wandered around the site and we chatted to some of the campers that we found. We're standing here in a nice quiet spot at the Summer Sunday Festival and we're just trying to assess the attractiveness, the general attractiveness of the festival goers here at the Summer Sunday. And I would say... it's sort of medium.
I'd say there are one or two very attractive people here. There's me, for instance.
Right.
And you.
Yeah, I wouldn't count myself.
And Claire, our producer.
Yeah.
And some
Steve
other
Lamatt.
People. Of course, I'm in a long-term, secure and loving relationship, so it would be wrong for me to point out any women I found attractive, would it?
No, it would
it's
be...
It's human.
It would be absolutely
it's
fine.
It's only human. Well, there's a girl over there who's really sexy, and she was on the train on the way up, and I don't use this, but I was looking at her, and I was thinking, what's happening inside her clothes?
Her shirt.
And then I was thinking, is that her boyfriend? And if it is, then
well,
she
should
do better than that.
You should have gone up and said, listen, this might sound weird, because this is what people say to us sometimes when they come up, and they say, this might sound a bit weird, but is there any way we could take a photo of you with it with this brick that we've got or whatever? You should have just got up and said, listen, this might sound weird, but is there any way I could just check what's going on in your shirt? Not in a pervy way. I'll be in and out. It won't take a second, and I've got a passport.
I would. What I'd like to do, if I was less inhibited, is just go over and interview them both as a couple, assess their weaknesses, especially his weaknesses, and then make an ass of him on national radio. Humiliate him. Then I'd be confident that in the next couple of weeks, I would have planted a kind of... made a weakness. Oh, he's picking her up. He's throwing her over his shoulder with her bottom facing me. And he's turning her upside down. But this is the kind of thing she hates. She hates this, and I wouldn't do that kind of thing to her.
She's looking through his legs now.
And, oh, Jesus. Listen, this is disgusting. Let's move
this
on.
This is the sexiest moment of my life.
That's Atmosphere with you sounding extraordinarily like Outkast. But apparently that's from something like their fifth or sixth album or something. They might even have been around longer than Outkast. Who knows?
That sounded good, though. I enjoyed that.
Did you?
Yeah. Did you not?
Yeah,
you
quite.
Too worried, too worried by the Outkast.
Yeah, I was confused.
Yeah, but Outkast, you know, they're polymaths.
They're Outkasts.
Who can pin them down?
It's true.
Right? Saddam and Joe here at Summer Sunday, and Summer Sunday comes from Leicester. It's a Leicester festival. A Leicester-ville. And I've got some Leicester facts for you right now, Joe. Some of these are real, some of them are not real.
I like it. Okay, I'm going to be the judge of which is real and which isn't.
You have to pick them out, right?
Little burp.
Leicester is the home of Walker's Crisps.
Now that is... Gary Lineker's from Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean that Leicester's the home of the crisps,
I would say that's not true.
That is a true fact.
Is it true?
They make 10 million bags of the crisps per day.
Really?
Per day. 10 million. Can that really be true? Really? 10 million bags
they
of
only
crisps.
Sell 5 a day, though.
Per
and the rest
day.
Are landfill.
It's just...
They just put them straight in the bin.
They crunch them up and they build houses out of them.
Yes.
Well, okay, here's another fact.
So wrong. I've got one wrong.
One wrong.
Wrong.
Fact two. An unfashionable person in Leicester is known as a Leicester Square.
That's... What sort of a laugh was that?
It might be a true fact, though.
That's true.
That is true. 36% of Leicester is constructed from Lego.
Well, that's actually true because during the war,
yeah,
when there wasn't enough bricks, what they did was they actually shipped loads of Lego from Legoland, which was one of our allies.
In Denmark.
Actually, they did. Legoland sent about 400 soldiers to the Western Front.
Yeah.
It's the First World War I'm talking about.
The Maginot Line was mainly made of Lego.
They didn't do... They weren't that effective. It backfired because...
Because it took ages to build and they didn't include the instructions.
Well, no, and plus the men were inanimate.
Yeah.
So that's true, and actually what they did is they got a lot of Lego bricks, so many houses are actually one wall will be made of Lego.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
That's not a true fact.
Not true.
Okay, Leicester was the first place to have traffic wardens.
Now that is true.
Yeah.
Because Leicesterians...
They're called Lezzers.
Not sure they are.
It says so on my sheet.
Does it?
That's not true.
That's true because they're very, very arrogant parkers.
Yeah.
They will park anywhere.
Absolutely right.
And they must be told.
Exactly
and
right.
And fined.
Exactly right. And for that reason, the whole raft of traffic-based laws originated from Leicester. Mm. First city in the UK to have traffic lights. And they're supposed to have more traffic lights than any other city because of the outrageous driving style of the Lezzers. One more fact for you. Jules Holland is banned from Leicester.
Right.
Because he spat at the mayor.
He did, that's true, but he actually did it from London.
Yeah,
it was the most amazingly well-arced projectile.
It was a rock-powered flog.
Goober, that's right. And the mayor was utterly unaware. He was just going about his day's business.
And suddenly...
When splotch.
This boogie-woogie splotch.
The boogie-woogie goober from the jazz, Britain's favourite jazz midget, landed slap-bang... In his mayoral visage.
He's not a midget. He's normal sized. I know what you mean, though. He acts a little bit like a midget. But he's normal sized. Also, that's not true. Jules Holland would never spit at anyone.
No, and he's...
He's a national treasure.
He's a lovely chap.
That's the end of Leicester Facts.
Thank heavens that's over. This is Adam and Joe coming to you live from the Summer Sunday in Leicester. And now here's some music by a band. Oh, this is your free play, isn't it?
No, is it Trail Time even?
It's Trail Time. David Byrne and Brian Eno.
How lovely to hear those two men combining their talents again.
Yeah, that's called Strange Overtones. Is that in the shops?
I think so. Not yet. Not yet. Well, presumably there's a new album to follow, isn't it?
It's
man,
exciting.
He's been busy, you know.
He's showing them kids how to do it.
Absolutely. That was lovely. I really enjoyed that. How
Thanks.
Wonderful to hear David Byrne's voice
Pleasure.
Again.
Now we've got some more live music coming up from the festival yesterday. BBC Six Music has been recording all sorts of exciting sessions and all that sort of business. This is from the Howling Bells. And it's called Nightingale.
Howling Bells recorded live in session here at the Summer Sunday yesterday. This is BBC Six Music, Adam and Joe, broadcasting for another half an hour. But now it's just gone 11:30. It's time for the news.
The Verve with Love is Noise. This is Adam and Joe on BBC... That's your love noise again. On BBC Six Music, broadcasting live from the Summer Sunday Festival in Leicester, where it is raining very, very, very hard. But, you know, it's bound to stop and clear up any second next
sometime
week.
This year.
Yep. Now, yesterday, before it started raining, we went round the festival with a little tape recorder and, discussed some things with some people who are here. We went to their campsite and met a group of fun-loving lads and ladettes.
Here's the deal. Mm. We were told, right, by our producer, that we would be going... She said, do you want to go and sing around a campfire? As people, they're all just getting together and having a little sing-song around the campfire. Why don't we go down there and sing a song?
When we got there, we found a very different scenario
awaiting us.
Nil campfire.
A group of very drunk, chanting young people.
It was sort of 18 to 20.
Who'd clearly been waiting for some time, and in that time got very drunk and devolved into pre-human state.
It was basically the cast of Skins.
But you know what? They were lovely, and this is what happened when we met them.
Adam and Joe, live from Summer Sunday 2008.
BBC Six Music.
So, what's your favourite film?
Mr. Holland's Opus!
Ah, that's weird. That's an obscure film. What's it about?
A man who has a blind son.
His death.
Yeah.
It's like Transformers!
It's like Transformers. Okay, Transformers. That was good. That really worked.
But it's got Richard Dreyfuss in it. Yeah. Now, look. This is a book that we made.
And where is Adam Joseph?
We made this. And this book won the Booker Prize.
Yeah,
right.
Channel 4 on the top.
Shut up. Shut up. And what's your name?
Rory.
Rory, if you say anything like that again, I'm going to have to send you outside of the festival. All right? Now listen, we're going to sing a song for you right now.
Yeah.
And this is a song that we made up. And this won a Grammy. This won the Booker Prize. And the song won a Grammy. And this is a true fact, I'm going to tell you now. This book is available on eBay. That's the only place you can get it. And it costs £75. That's actually true. We're here with a group of young geniuses, and they've been specially selected from a genius school. They're the generation's most attractive, most exciting young people, and they're going to be the leaders of this country in around about 5 or 10 years'
minutes.
Time. So for them, as a special concert in celebration of their genius, we are going to sing a song. It's an ancient song. It's about a sport called football.
And they're going to help us with the chorus, right, guys?
Yeah!
Okay, we've had some trouble keeping them under control, but fingers crossed for the song. We've also had trouble singing it, but
yeah, we've never sung this song live. Joe, you're going to call out the first line of each verse so we can remember which one it is. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football. I've got a skill. The skill is for football. I've got a hat. Woo! I've got a scarf. The scarf is for football. I've got a rat. Toot! Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Woo-hoo! When I go see United, I get overexcited. When I go see Millwall, I know I'll see a good game of football. When I go see Tottenham, I know there'll be no stopping them. When I go see Spurs, if it's cold and Debbie's got a hat, I'll borrow hers. Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football. When the game's beginning, all the crowd starts singing. When the goals start scoring, it becomes less boring. When I go see Arsenal, I reckon they can pass an all. When I go see Villa, my view is blocked by a concrete pillar. Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football. All the teams wear numbers, ironed onto their jumpers. Strips are different colours. It helps me tell out one team from the other. This is an instrumental cooked verse. It's just lovely, isn't it? Just enjoy the guitar. When the game gets dirty, the ref becomes all shirty. When the teams change ends, it's time to talk tactics with my friends. Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football! Here we go. G-L-E-N-H-O-D-D-L-E-I-S-H-A-V-I-N-G-A-G-O-A-L. Glenn Noddle is having a goal! When I go see Rovers, I'll wear my Rovers pullovers. When I go see Leeds, they seem to achieve a lot of high ball speeds. Then when I go see Tottenham, they don't love seem like a lot of them. When I go see Chelsea, I spend half the match in the queue for a wee-wee. Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football.
And again.
Ball, ball, ball. Footy, footy, footy. Ball, ball, ball. Football.
Job, team.
Just imagine how good that would have been if we'd known the words.
So that's the rehearsal.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we're exhausted.
Who's up for Supergrass?
Yeah! Let's
go. Supergrass, in every conceivable way, a class act.
I like to call them Superb Grass.
Superb Grass.
That was called Rebel in You, and that was recorded live here at Summer Sunday last night before the great rains came from the sky.
I bumped into the Superb Grass as they were on their way to the stage. I was just popping off for a little whiz-was. And I bumped into Danny there. He was all smiles. He said, "Hey, I've just been watching your show." I was like, "Oh, really? Which one?" He said, "Oh, Badly Dubbed Porn."
No, that's not our show.
That's not what you want to say. That's like going up to someone from Travis and saying, "Hey, I love Coldplay." They don't want to hear that, you know?
It's a bit like that.
but in the world of Badly Dubbed
Porn
programs.
Really awful television.
Shock Video is ours, you lunatic, I said to Danny, and I smacked him quite hard across the head. Gaz came over and he pulled me off him. And then Mickey Quinn kicked me in the shins, and then they ran on stage and played a blinder.
Mickey Quinn in the shins. Just rhymes, and I like football, so I have to sing it like that. Of course, there's more from Summer Sunday on Six Music tomorrow with the Music Week between 1 and 2. And then Stephen Merchant will be broadcasting from this very tin can between 3 and 5, and he'll be joined by Joan as a policewoman.
Oh, I like Joan.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. And don't forget, you can go online to bbc.co.uk/6music to see Adam Buxton's performance in the Hub Tent to a sellout crowd.
Yeah.
Even though nobody bought tickets.
No.
And it was a very big field. Well, so
all the people watching were sellouts.
They were all sellouts.
They'd all sold their soul. And I played a version of my festival song. I just sang over a kind of backing.
I introduced it.
It was a good introduction.
I didn't completely spack out.
No, it was a lovely introduction. It was one of my favourite introductions ever. I also played my Bowie song. I don't know if they've put that on the website.
Probably not.
If they've got any sense, they wouldn't have done.
It was very good.
Thanks very much.
Also, Steve Lamacq is available to view on the website doing something with crepes. We're not quite sure. Sounds filthy.
They were nice, those folks that we talked to before who were singing along with our football song. We failed to make it clear that what we had was a copy of the Adam and Joe book, you see. Because
We'd forgotten the words because we're very old.
Yeah.
And we had to read them. The light was fading and the words are printed on a sort of grass motif background.
Right. You see, well, a lot of
confusing.
The words to some of our songs that we used to have in our TV show are printed in the Adam and Joe book. So we brought it along and that was all the references. Books.
But we'd like to extend our, sincerest thanks to that gang of Ute who failed to stab us, didn't even stab us once, which is a victory in this day and age.
A couple of my wallets were stolen.
Yeah, there was some drug taking and wallet stealing. But don't forget, coming up on Six Music today, Gary Crowley at noon, sitting in for Liz Kershaw, John Holmes at 2, Lauren Laverne at 4. She's presenting her show live from Edinburgh, is that right? It's a kind of, British Isles tour here on Six Music. All the best places to be.
And the castle is being guarded by Gary Crowley. So over there,
the crow.
It's in safe hands.
Yeah.
We got a little trail, and then after that, we'll play some music, and then it's almost it for us, folks.
It's going to be a free play, right, after the trail, Adam? I think we're dropping straight into it. What's it
going
to be?
Oh, we're going straight in. Oh, it's mine. Right. Okay. Yeah. This is a. After the trail, you'll hear a track called Pyromaniac from a New Zealand band.
Def Leppard.
No.
What?
They're called the Verlaines. And I hope you enjoy that after this trail.
What was that then, Adam?
That is a little bit of vintage indie pop from New Zealand. That's a band called the Verlaines. They're on Flying Nun Records, if you're interested, listeners. And that was called Pyromaniac.
It's pretty much the end of our show here from the Summer Sunday in Leicester. We'd like to thank very much Gary and Claire, who've produced it, and everyone here at the Summer Sunday. It's been fantastic. We're going home now.
Yeah, we're going to be back, of course, next weekend. It's our producer, Jude, our regular producer, Jude's last weekend. So we'll be saying goodbye to her in style, maybe having a little bit of champagne, some fun toot horns, that kind of thing.
And don't forget to download the podcast, the edited highlights of this show.
will be available online from Sunday at about 6, and you can listen again to the whole thing live at any point if you're insane.
And of course, next weekend we'll be announcing the winner of the Video Wars competition.
That's true. All sorts of excitements lined up. But now to play you out, here's some genuinely poor music. We make no bones about the fact that this is a stinker, but it's one of the most entertaining stinkers I know. It's the theme song, well, not really the theme song, but one of the songs that really punches through in the 80s classic, The Lost Boys. Remember that film, Adam?
Oh, yeah, Vampires, Kiefer Sutherland.
Exactly, it's a classic, a great film. They've just made a apparently quite lousy direct-to-video sequel.
What a treat.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to. But this is called Cry Little Sister, and it's got, I think... it's actually quite catchy and good to listen to, but it's got, I think, the worst lyrical content of any song ever. You know when they do those lists of the worst ever lyrics?
Yeah, ABC always.
Usually I think that's rubbish. I think this is the worst intro verse. Last fire will rise behind those eyes. Black house will rock. Blind boys don't lie.
Well, that's all technically true.
Is it now? So we'll be back with you next week. Thanks very much for listening. And here's some complete and utter rubbish to play you out with.
Cheerio, bye.
Bye.